Welcome once again to Nova Gaia Love. I'm Rachel Dragonheart, and we are so grateful to have you here with us. Today is, well, our topic today is full of joy, love, and everlasting information. What am I talking about? Everlasting information? I'm talking about our book, The Prophecy Map of Nova Gaia. We are the cartographers of the New World, and so we thought it was time for us just to talk a little bit about our book, a little bit about what you, the listener, the dear reader, can expect, and maybe just to tease you enough to make you want to go and do your own personal journey and use the prophecy map of Nova Gaia as your guide on this earth walk. And so normally I throw it out to my angelic friends or my fairies over here, but today I'm going to tell you a little bit about me, the Dragonheart, and my little role in this book. Because this book is comprised by three wise women, and we do very much claim to be the wise women of the here and now, and that's about it. We are full of the joy, the love, and the laughter. We are all accomplished healers, and we have our various perspectives. But each of us carries a different story or a different information within the book. You can read my sections in the third act, but I thought I would just start with a little bit of what it was, who I am, and I'm going to read directly from our book as Act 3, The Dragon. Hello, new friends. I'd like to take a moment to introduce myself. I am the dragon, the ancient one. As the dragon, I would like to offer an upgrade for your personal journey and an unconditional, never-ending, comprehensible feeling for every individual to have for the rest of their earth walk. A universal gift that will keep giving and expanding for eternity. What is this universal gift or upgrade I speak of? Using the American educational system as a metaphor of life, one starts in preschool. Preschool is like heaven, where one goes to choose their own life on earth. Before one goes to kindergarten, before one enters into earth, the soul's memories are wiped away. There is a clean state for new experiences. Then one works their way through learning and finding the joy in grade school, with an understanding that this chapter, where the dragon, is about going back to the university to finish one's doctrine. Some of you may have even skipped the chapters and are going to the masters. Since the rules on this planet have changed because of the age of Aquarius, this is your history lesson. Please note, I am not giving the degrees. They simply are. They are from beings of conscious light, where all souls of all, that is, all life forces come from, even beings like aliens. I am just feeding for what one is looking for. Knowledge, once hidden, now comes to you light, freely, given for your consumption. You have thirst for this. You have hungered for this. In my truest angelic state, the dragon, the light body, reaches longer than all the universes combined. I am wider and deeper than anything known into existence. I am part of what holds the womb space. I am the thread that holds all the colors and vibrations of all that is, of everything that is and is not. What could be considered scales or horns coming out of my form like vertebrae, reaching their own eternal dimensions. My form could be compared to steel beams inside buildings, part of the foundation, the frame holding the structure together. I can be seen as a pillar so large in scale in human form that one would only see my crown burning with more intense love than a fading sun. I am pure love. Energy that defines space. The planes between dimensions is where one can find my breath. My sound is the same as all. Om. And now we begin to remember truth. That is the opening of my chapter as I express the dragon, a seraphim, part of my God spark that I channeled to help create a new perspective of creation. A new understanding of how things may or may not have begun. Our book is here to help you, the reader, on your journey. And so we like to say that we are setting you up with markers, with pathways. This is a great guide, a reference book, a storyteller's story. These are different ways for you to learn to heal and to expand. The rest of my section goes and talks deeper about the chakras, how they work. And our lovely fairy wrote a beautiful guide to begin to explore the new chakra energies that have not been discussed before, but have been felt. In my chapter, there's also a meditation for you to do, as well as in all of the chapters, plenty of pages to write notes about the feelings that you experience, the downloads, the vibrations, the inspirations that come to you, the individual, as you read this. For, dear listener, this book was written for you on your journey of the earth walk. What do you think about that, Miss Fairy? And we'll let you go next because you are the middle section of the book. And we'll let you describe yourself and maybe read something that inspired you from the prophecy map of Nova Gaia.
Attached to it, obviously, because mm-hmm. it's part of us. But the book is going to, and all the books that we're going to release from here on, they're going to have their own journey. And mm-hmm. you can take them separately, and they give whatever it is that you need in the moment. But then you have the whole collection of it, and it gives you a huge, big picture in depth. That is really finding a way. Well, thank you, Rachel Dragonheart. Your section, I have to say, is such an amazingly beautiful read, as all the sections. I mean, so I'm the fairy, and my main message in this book is how you can learn from everything and everyone. Whatever you do for others, is in the end meant for you as well. So my part of my chapter is talking about my experiences in this journey of Nova Gaia to discover myself in others by helping others. And I'm going to read one of the most incredible experiences that I had throughout this whole journey that changed pretty much everything for me. The chapter is called Bigger Lessons, and big it definitely was for me. Still keeps going. It's a lesson that I think I will learn for the rest of my life. So I offer Reiki sessions at a metaphysical store in Palm Springs, California. It was during winter, around New Year's, on a Sunday afternoon. A man comes in the Reiki room and asks me a number of questions. He's interested in a session, but not really sure about it. He finally decides he wants one and informs me that this is his first ever session of Reiki and that he's very curious. He gets on the table, and the moment I touch the man's head, I see myself sitting in a light-filled, airy room as a child, maybe 5 or 6 years old. The man who is receiving Reiki on my table is my teacher. He's teaching me and other children of varying ages how to work with the flow of energy. Up to that day, whenever I encountered energy blockage in a person, I would just push through it, basically using metaphysical muscle. I pushed until the blockage opened. So that is what I do when I encounter a blockage in the man's energy system. I am met with a loud, clear, and very amused voice cheating me. You know better than that. Throughout the Reiki treatment, this man guides and teaches me to use a different and more effective way to work with blockages. Instead of pushing hard and using strength, he asks me to soften. He talks me through it all. He's explaining that opening a blockage with might will only get the passage to open as the pressure holds. The energy channel inside the body will close again once the session is over. By softening and focusing on love, affirmation, and compassionate kindness, the body feels safe to open and relax, giving it a much better chance to heal and strengthen. This session changed my whole approach to energy. My experience is that the softer and gentler I become, the faster blockages turn into flow. The man gets up from the table after the session and tells me how now he feels even more intrigued. He was visiting from another country. It is my true hope for the energy world that this gifted man will learn more and become a practitioner again on Earth. He was an excellent teacher and mentor, and I am extremely grateful to this person. It blew my mind all weekend, and it still is blowing my mind to this day how much of a difference it makes. And I recognize this now as I have this knowledge, as this person, that, you know, you think you meet people on coincidences, but we're always in a perfect position to, with the right people, at the right place, at the right time, when we can just see what each and everyone has to teach us, and we're teaching them something in return as well. It is such an amazing exchange when you do this for others. You really do everything for yourself. And in this case, it changed everything, and it makes things so much easier, the softer. I recognize that using strength is akin to violence. And when you work with energy and love energy, that's the one thing you really want to avoid, is any kind of violence. So using the softness in every kind of approach, within compassion and kindness and beauty, that softness will help you as you give it to yourself and to others more than anything in life.
That is beautiful. And I have to say, you can't see me, dear listener, but my eyes are all welled up and I am crying, not of tears of sadness or even tears of joy. It's tears of connectiveness. When I connect in with an energy, it triggers my tear ducts and I look like I'm weeping. And so I always allow the energy to flow through me. Just your words, dear fairy, connected me into that love, that unconditional, compassionate, burning love that can burn away the blocks with it. And it's not burning fire violence, it's burning love and compassion. What an awesome story. These are the types of writings that you will find of the fairy in our book, The Prophecy Map of Nova Gaia. The one thing she did not mention, and I will for her, is that each of her stories are followed by a beautiful mandala. These mandalas themselves stand alone as you look into their portals within each that they carry. They will open your third eye. They will open your heart. They will open every part of your being just by staring at them. If you would like to see those in color, they are on our website, novagaialove.com. But what is printed in the book stands strong. As we talk about this book and we begin to ask the angel about her section, I have to say that as much a pride as I take in this book, it's only because of our dear angel Kay that it exists. Kay is our writer, Kay is our editor, Kay is the woman with courage who said, "We three wise women can write this book. We no longer have to hold our tongues. We do not have to follow the old ways. We can write this book however it flows. There are no rules when you are making a map of the new world. For we are here to just give you guidelines to follow." So, dear angel, I hope that you introduce yourself now, but I needed the readers to know that this book comes out of the love of the three, but we really, really, it exists because of you and you pulling us together, our crazy far out visions, and being able to beautifully put it together in a book. So, tell us more.
Well, thank you, Rachel. Thank you. I think you've introduced me very well. Thank you. I want to say before I begin that Gita, our fairy, I remember seeing you at the Monday night group after that Reiki circle. And how awed you were at the strength that comes with softness, at the power that comes with softening, and how you shared that with all of us. Your energy that night was so amazing. And there was a shift in it. There was a change. Your energy is always amazing. But that's definitely a lesson that you took to heart and integrated and exude every single moment of your life since then. And thank you.
Thank you. I didn't remember that. Thank you for that reminding me.
Mm-hmm. My section of the book actually started years ago. It started in the spring of 2018. I volunteer at our local cancer center. Of course, with COVID-19, that's been put on hold. But during that particular spring, I received so many really different messages. They had an importance, a gravity that I hadn't really experienced. It wasn't just my usual, oh, la-di-da-da-da, here you are sending energy and you see this and you're drawn to that. These were lessons, almost fables in a way. They're stories. And I was told, I was moved by spirit to write them down. And I thought at the time, at the cancer center, I was a volunteer Reiki master, so doing Reiki at the cancer center. But I thought I was writing it for a book I would write on doing intuitive Reiki to help people who do Reiki learn how to use their intuition and follow along with that and to demonstrate different ways that can express itself. But after that spring, when those visions, that important, that momentous and vibrant period of communication ended, and I started to work on writing a book, it didn't flow. It didn't go. I was told every time I sat down, this is not the right book. This is not the right book. I had no motivation. I finally just set it aside. And no other books were the right book. I'd try one thing or another. It was not the right book. So eventually I just sort of put it on the back burner, forgot all about it, bop-a-dop-a-dop, going on with life. And then when we got together and decided that we were going to write and create this map, I didn't know at first what I was going to write about. We didn't know at first that we were going to have three completely separate sections. We opened ourselves to Spirit, and Spirit said, this is the right book. Spirit said, this is the time for those messages. They are in the book exactly in the order that I received them. And it blows me away. I cannot believe how wonderfully it all flows. From the very first to the very last, to the next section with the fairy, to the next section with the dragon heart. It is a creation of Spirit. But now I would like to read to you part of my chapter. It's titled Male and Female Balance. As this Reiki session begins, I am immediately encouraged to use the symbol of divine energy. Drawing the symbol and repeating its mantra three times reveals the vision of a violet flame coursing through the body of the gentleman lying on the Reiki table in front of me. Only I do not see his body as his body. In my mind's eye, I see violet flames ripping through a large field of wild grasses. As the flame burns, it devours all weeds, leaving the different grasses and flowers intact. Changing hand positions, I notice a movement in a rocky area of the field and go in my mind's eye to investigate. In amongst the rocks, a coyote is eating a rabbit. My presence does not disturb his feast. Strangely, I do not feel called upon to take action. I simply watch and trust the divine energies that flow strongly and effortlessly from my hands. but what is this I'm witnessing? What is the meaning, the lesson of this vision? As I searched, it becomes clearer. The rabbit had been a scared rabbit in life. He represented my gentleman's fear. The coyote, a scavenger, an opportunist, was feeding off of that fear, manipulating my gentleman and feeding off of his fear to keep him from fully living and embracing life. Shortly after recognizing this truth, I notice another movement from the corner of my eye. I cannot tell what it is at first, but as this movement comes closer, the coyote takes one look, flinches, and quickly runs off. It is a man, a large man, with his back to the sun. It's not a prehistoric man, not a Native American as we know them, but something, someone in between. Some kind of large, well-muscled Aboriginal man. One of the ancient ones, this man is born of desert and mountain and stream. As he stands there, I am guided to invoke the advanced symbol for knowing yourself. Know yourself, know yourself, know yourself. I repeat the symbol's mantra 3 times. Ah, this ancient one is bringing a gift. He is bringing back the original pattern, the original blueprint of strength and mastery for my gentleman. Placing my hands near my gentleman's throat area, I see a volcano. But it isn't like any volcano I have ever seen before. Angry red lava does not flow out at all. Soft blue and white water flows up from the surrounding land, up to the mouth of the volcano. This water cascades beautifully into the mouth of the volcano, forming a circular waterfall to the center of the crater. It is the blue water of truth, the sweet white water of purification. This water flows inward to extinguish a constant, unpredictable volcanic anger. This cascading water flows in to bring peace and understanding. Moving to the torso, I notice a slight headache at the front of my skull. This headache is shaped like a T. It is telling me to place my hands in a T form on my gentleman's chest to get energy simultaneously to his heart and thymus. A roaring lion's head appears, agitated and concerned about any energy removal. He is adamant that I should not remove anything, quote, that makes me, me, unquote. But am I supposed to participate in any energy removal? Should I use advanced energies to remove the anger, the fear, or anything else? I've done it plenty of times, but this time. Am I meant to play an active role, or do I just observe, hold space, and allow the healing energy to flow through me from spirit to my gentleman? I ask spirit for guidance. If I hear yes, I will negotiate with the lion head to see what he is willing to release. I clearly hear spirit say no. My personal participation in this healing is not about the removal of energy. Divine energy is taking care of that end of things. I am here to be the conduit and to bring in the energy of love, security, and trust. And it goes on for a few more pages, which you will find, of course, in the prophecy map of Nova Gaia. But that, in a way, says what this book is all about. We are here to bring in that energy to you as you read it. It's not what we decide, it's not what we direct, it's not what we say or what we think. It's between you and spirit. We're really just the portal. We are the access point. You may need us now to be that access point. And eventually our goal is that you won't need us at all. That you will be your own access point, your own guru, your own master teacher.
Wow. Even though I'm part of this, it still puts me in awe. it is this type of powerful love that we have for all that this book was written for. We truly are map makers of what has always existed, but may not have been explained, may not have been shown or told. I've noticed in media and TV that there are so many movies now talking about consciousness and light and the divine feminine and all of the wonderfulness of spirit. This is to help you find your truths. This is your book of discernment to choose what you feel is right. For what lessons can you understand? Well, I am so grateful that you joined us for our podcast today. And we will continue our discussion of the book as we go deeper into each of the sections to help you understand your own earth walk. And I have so much more that I want to share. Stories of how much you are in control of your life, your being. You are the co-creator. Our time today has come to an end, but your time to experience the Nova Gaia love is now. Oh, please check us out on Amazon and Kindle. You can find the book there, The Prophecy Map of Nova Gaia, as well as our website, novagaialove.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram, Nova Gaia Love. And if there's ever anything that you would like to reach out to, email us through our website, The Fairy, the Dragon, and Angel. You can find us at novagaialove.com. Thank you so much. Check out our books. And please always see what new events we have going on for you. Have a wonderful now moment.